This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With just over two more weekends remaining in this current 40 Days for Life campaign, the numbers of lives saved, 368 counted over the last 4 weeks, and the stories are added motivation for volunteers to keep praying. One person applying for abortion work turned away after seeing people praying, and a young man saved his child from abortion by texting support to his partner inside an abortion business. The LA Femme Film Festival over the weekend presented a documentary movie exploring the long-term risks of abortion. The movie is Hush, and its director, Poonam Gill, is friendly to abortion, yet she featured experts who have long warned of the long-term health risks of abortion in the abortion-breast cancer link. The statistic still stuns Americans that since the 70s, the probability of developing breast cancer has quadrupled. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. For decades, a neonatal intensive care unit nurse has served those who had little hope of staying alive after birth. In a video tribute to Nurse Renee, who says she treated every NICU baby as her own, a video produced by Kleenex seeks to highlight just one of many such heroes. The video is at lifenews.com. And for pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.